welcome to the Language of God Ministries. I'm your host, Stephen Del Cruz, and I am the friend of God. Today, we're igniting the passion within your spirit with this teaching of the gift of speaking in tongues, which can be found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10, and it is the eighth gift given by the Holy Spirit. Are you prepared to learn how to unlock God's secret about languages, when to use it in your daily challenges, and why it's essential for your spiritual connection to the Holy Spirit? This gift isn't merely an addition, it's a transformative experience. We'll discuss how to accept it, when to let it flow, and why ignoring it isn't an option. If you haven't been opening your Bible while you listen to my teachings, I encourage you today to grab your Bible and be ready. We are going deep into the language of God on this podcast. Now, additionally, I have a book at the end of this that will fan the flames of your spiritual passion. Don't remain silent. Let God's voice resonate within you right now. What is the gift of speaking in tongues? Or put another way, speaking in other languages. Let's explore this remarkable gift. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10 says it this way. And to another, different kinds of tongues or languages. This isn't nonsensical speech. It's the spiritual language within your spirit. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2, Paul teaches the people of Corinth, and he says to them, they who speak in a tongue or languages speak to God, uttering mysteries. It's one of the three gifts of utterance, prophecy, tongues, interpretation of tongues, connecting heaven with earth. Now, I want you to remember the order in which the nine gifts activate. The first gift to activate is the gift of faith. It is the gift that has the power and the authority to ignite all the other gifts and bring them into activation. After the gift of faith ignites, then it is the word of wisdom. And that word of wisdom gives you the ability to navigate the environment that you're in. Then after that, it is the word of knowledge, which empowers you with understanding and the ability to get things done in that same environment that you're in. It equips you with the tools necessary and gives you the understanding of the other gifts that are about to be activated. Now, in this particular teaching, that next gift that would be activated in you would be the gift of speaking in tongues. So when you understand how these gifts activate in you as the Holy Spirit is using you, you are now able to function in a more mature and skillful way because you understand what is going on in the spiritual realm and you're able to affect the natural environment that you're in. The gift of tongues is one of the most controversial gifts given by the Holy Spirit to the church. Many of you, I'm sure, are aware of this and have heard both sides of the story. On one side, they say this gift no longer exists. It was needed for the first century Christians, and they point to certain scripture. But if you actually dug into that scripture, you'll see that it doesn't end. There's nowhere that it says it ends. Those that argue against it like to say, well, when that which is perfect has come, then all these things will be done away with. And they make the interpretation that that which is perfect, they call that the Bible. And I have to tell you, that is stretching that scripture way out of context. Now, on the other side, those that accept the gift of tongues and believe in it and work in it, well, they go to the other extreme. The appearance of them when they are speaking in tongues is that of someone who is out of control and they have no idea of what they're saying or what is happening. So once again, this gift of speaking in tongues is very controversial, but it is also very important for the modern Christian's walk with God. If you have your Bible, turn to Mark chapter 16, 17. This is how important this gift is for every Christian today. Our Master, our King, whom we claim as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, stated that those who believe will speak in other tongues, other languages. You heard me. Jesus actually said that we would do this. Jesus did not impose a time limit on this gift. He did not say that it would cease after a certain period in history. The only limitation Jesus mentions pertains to those who believe in his words and those who do not believe his words, as noted in Mark chapter 16, verse 17. Why the gift of speaking in tongues matters. Here's the urgency. This gift establishes a direct connection to God's realm, the spiritual realm, and unveils the mysteries prepared for you since before the world began. If you have your Bible, turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 through 12. As mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4, this gift strengthens you not only in the spiritual realm, but also in this natural realm, aligning your spirit and your physical mind with the mind of Christ, as noted in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. This is not just a mere sideshow. This gift embodies the power and authority of the Holy Spirit. I want to share an example with you. A young boy with Down syndrome who hadn't spoken for years approaches me in church. Now, in the spiritual realm, I heard this young boy speaking to me. So I replied in the spirit why he didn't talk in this natural realm. Now, I want you to understand, I am having a conversation without using my voice. And this young boy and I are talking and conversing together in the spiritual realm, and no one even realizes what's going on. Now, just for context, his father and I were having a verbal conversation at the very same time. So I'm carrying on two conversations in that same moment. And this is something, as you learn to use and operate in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, you will be able to do. So as the young boy is speaking with me in the spiritual realm, I ask him, why don't you speak or use your natural voice like everyone else? And he said to me, he says, I don't know how. So what I decided to do was speak to him in my natural voice, but use the gift of speaking in tongues. So I looked down at the boy and I began to speak in tongues towards this young man. And I spoke gently, softly, and slowly. I did not make a spectacle. Neither was I loud or waving my hands about or jumping around in the Holy Spirit. I simply had a conversation with this young boy. He began to understand what I was saying. And suddenly, as though he always knew how to do it, he began to talk as I spoke with him in tongues. His first words stunned his father. And he grabbed his boy and said, what did you say? And I said to the father, he's just receiving his blessings. Now, if you want more detail about this experience, you can find it in my book, The Art of Spiritual Warfare for the Last Days. This is an exciting time to be a Christian. This is an exciting time for you to grab hold of your destiny. How to use the gift of speaking in tongues. How do you tap into this power? Remember, the Holy Spirit gives as He desires these gifts freely to those who ask. I would encourage you to ask the Holy Spirit for all these gifts, not just one or two, but ask for the filling, the baptism of the fire of the Holy Spirit in your life. Remember, these gifts flow in a certain order. Faith is the first gift to ignite, then wisdom, then knowledge. And then finally, the gift that is necessary for that moment that you are in. The gift of tongues can be used in your everyday life. As I shared with you, I used the gift of speaking in tongues with that young boy who had Down syndrome. I didn't make a scene. I didn't jump around and start speaking out loudly or out of control. I simply had a quiet conversation with that young boy. And in the same way, this gift can be used wherever you are at any time, at work, when you're facing a hostile colleague. You can begin to pray in tongues silently, quietly, even in your thoughts. You don't need your flesh to speak in tongues because this is a spiritual gift. So the flesh is not even necessary for this gift to operate. It's your spirit that comes alive and you begin to speak these languages or a language that is given to you by the Holy Spirit. How else can you use this gift of speaking in tongues? What else could it be for? It can spark creative new ideas for your work environment or for your life. It can help you calm the atmosphere around you, whether that be in the spiritual realm or the natural realm. This gift is used for communication with the Holy Spirit. And just keep in mind that you are in a conversation with the Spirit of God, accessing the mind of Christ. And this is so important for the modern Christian to understand that if you have access to the mind of Christ and you're speaking with the Holy Spirit, how powerful is this gift for your walk with God? This gift gives you the advantage to seize the day as you begin to speak in other languages, and that flow of that conversation with the Holy Spirit begins to create in you new ideas, new thoughts, heals your body, and infuses you with energy and life. How can you receive this gift? How can you actually activate this gift or use this gift in your life? In your quiet time, as you pray, meditating, and conversing with the Holy Spirit, you must learn to quiet your thoughts, your mind, not allowing your thoughts to just wander around as they please. Bring them all into a stillness, a quietness. Allow the Holy Spirit to teach you and flow within His presence. When you first receive this gift of speaking in tongues, it will be a guttural sound coming out of you, and then it will become clearer because you've never done this before. Don't force understanding about this gift, because that understanding will come as all the other gifts activate. Trust the rush of the gift as it pours over you, like water pouring over your soul. Also, as this is happening, continue to pray to the Holy Spirit for the understanding to interpret. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 13. When to use the gift of speaking in tongues? When does this gift truly stand out? As all the other gifts, and I've shared with you, anytime, anywhere it is needed. Understand that you don't need to speak out loud to use this gift. You can talk quietly, and you can use this gift in your thoughts. It can be used in a Sunday worship time if the church allows it, or quietly at your workplace. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 15, pray with the Spirit and understanding. You can use this gift while you're in your car, at home, or while walking. Let it flow quietly and personally. Remember, pray with the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and the understanding of the gift. Don't just start speaking out not knowing what's going on, but with the understanding that the Holy Spirit will bring to you. Now, what about speaking in tongues publicly? Here's what Jesus says. Be wise. This can be found in Matthew chapter 10, verse 16. He says to be wise and be cunning and gentle. Understand that those around you will not know what is going on. Speak it quietly if you're in public, unless the Holy Spirit directs you to do it another way. Express it joyfully in worship at your church if permitted. But do not allow your fleshly desire, your physical body, to dominate the moment. Galatians 5:23 calls for us to have self-control. The only thing that you need for this gift to become activated in your life by the Holy Spirit is to be available. That's it. If you're walking with God and you're seeking the Holy Spirit, then all that is needed is to be available. That's this podcast going through the gift of speaking in tongues, how to unleash it, when to wield it, and why it's your advantage in everyday life. If you want more, grab The Art of Spiritual Warfare for the Last Days. Chapter 10 dives deep, arming you to speak God's mysteries today. It's your guide to spiritual maturity. You can grab it over at Amazon. Before I go, I'd like to pray with those who would like prayer. If you'll join me and repeat after me. Jesus, forgive me of my sins and my shortcomings, for the times I have doubted and hesitated or turned away from you. I embrace your grace and the sacrifice you made for me. I am thankful for the kindness that welcomes me each new day. Holy Spirit, kindle the gifts you have embedded in my spirit. Ignite my dreams as I rest, restoring joy to my life where sorrow has lingered for too long. Grant me the courage to embrace your calling on my life. I turn away from my past and all the things that held me down. I accept the destiny you have set before me, a destiny given to me before the world began. I trust you, Jesus, with my life, and I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I release my fears and step forward in faith, confident that you are with me. Holy Spirit, release your gifts into my life. In the powerful name of Jesus, I pray and ask these things. Amen. Thank you for joining me today. If this message has been a blessing to you, share it with a friend. I encourage you to truly live and enjoy life again. Break free from the things that have been holding you back and step into the fullness of what God has for you. Shake off the chains that have kept you bound. Rise up, dust yourself off, and get back into the race. Live again. Stir up your passions and talents and laugh. I want you to know that you are seen, you are loved, and you are chosen for this moment. Rise up. If you thirst for life, come and drink from the river of life that flows from the throne of God. His waters never run dry. His presence brings renewal, healing, and strength. I say to you, come and drink. Be refreshed, be restored, and walk boldly in the freedom that Christ has given you. This is your time. This is your moment. You are not alone. And I say to you, live.